say, Ari Dynamite Daisy, and you listening to my boy, oh yeah, Cashigan Jamal, a.k.a. Cashmere De Suera on 107.9 FM. Uh-huh. Keep it locked right where you got it.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen. It's all about inspired evenings, ladies and gentlemen. Yours truly, Cashigan Jamal, in your company. And it's a great time. It's a great feeling. It's a great evening to be with you, ladies and gentlemen. And this is how we do it, all right? We bring you wonderful interviews, and it's about that time for our Artists of the Week. And as I said, our Artist of the Week is in the studio with us, ladies and gentlemen, live and living color, ladies and gentlemen. And I got out dog so late, yeah. But the one and only Najia Sim joins us this evening. How are you doing?
Hi, everybody. Good night. I'm doing well. I'm happy to be here.
It's so good to have you here. It's been a little while. And listen, you know what I did? I did something special for you. I brought my studio audience with me. Studio audience! Yeah!
I feel welcomed.
Yeah. And everybody got on their masks and stuff like that, you know? Yeah. Thank y'all. Y'all sit down. All right. So we're here, ladies and gentlemen. It's our Artists of the Week. And every week, we do our best to bring you an artist. They've been doing some things, you know, here and there. They have music out. And we have a good conversation, all right? So we're getting ready to get it started with Najia. And you're no stranger to the Inspiration Station from way back.
This is my family.
Yeah. You always here. Yes. But for those who don't know anything about you, they heard the music, they seen you on stages. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, hi, everybody. My name is Najia Sim. I am from the beautiful islands of Nassau, Bahamas. I now reside in the USA. I'm a mother, an evangelist, a businesswoman, but most of all, a child of God. And I'm happy to be here tonight with you all.
Yeah, it's so great to have you in the studio. And a little bit later, ladies and gentlemen, she brought us some brand new music. And so I'm always excited when we get to get brand new music. But we're going to go back to the beginning, ladies. Well, not really the beginning. Just like in the middle. Yeah, just like in the middle with Motivated. But before we get into that, what have you been up to? What's been going on with Najia?
Listen, Najia, oh my goodness. Najia has been so busy. So many different seasons changing, doors opening, me trying to work on my album. My album is coming out.
Okay.
Just life in itself. Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. This new chapter has just been amazing.
Mm-hmm. I'm excited about it. We're going to hear about it. We're going to talk about it. We got a great interview for you guys, ladies and gentlemen. So thank you so much for locking it in. And let's get ready for this song, Motivated, with the brother, who name is a little bit different. It's still Stocks, but it's I Am Stocks, all right? So you got to put the I Am on there. So tell me about Motivated. Where did the song come from? How did you come up with it?
So Motivated, I have had several breaks along my musical journey. And Motivated, I think, came out in 2019. I was listening to the beat, and I was just so inspired to keep going. And I just started saying, I'm motivated to reach the sky. I'm not going to let my dreams die. Mm-hmm. And I called up Stocks, and I was like, I need you to put something on this. Just dazzle it up a little bit.
Yeah.
And that is where Motivated came from. It's a song to encourage persons not to give up. And, you know, just remember that you could do all things through Christ who gives you the strength. So that's where Motivated really came from.
Yeah. And of course, ladies and gentlemen, we have it here for you. And so, ladies and gentlemen, call a friend, text a friend. If you still got a BlackBerry, BBM a friend. Let them know that I take you back with that one, right? Najia is in the studio, ladies and gentlemen. And in a few short minutes, we're going to release her brand new single right here on the Inspiration Station. Because that's what we do. We break records, all right, ladies and gentlemen? We got much more on the way for you. Stay close. Let's take you back with this one. Najia Sim with I Am Stocks. Motivated right here on the Inspiration Station, 107.9 FM. Make sure you don't touch your dial.
Mm-hmm.
Yesterday is gone and today's a new day. I got another opportunity to be something great. Cause I got dreams, I got visions, and I can't afford to let them die, nah, nah. I've been sleeping on my purpose, sleeping on my destiny. But today I ain't got time no more defeat. Cause I got dreams, I got visions, and I can't afford to let them die, nah, nah. Oh, I'm motivated to reach the sky. Oh, I'm not gonna let my dreams die. You know I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me, yeah. Not gonna let my dreams die.
Look, so relax, picture this. Think about everything you wrote up on that list. Think about the time you gave in and then you quit. But now the fire's back and you're ready to submit. Michael Jackson, this is it. Will ya keep going, keep pushing? Those doors keep knocking, keep looking. I know you wrote the vision, you feel commissioned. But you ain't seen the first dollar, so I know you tripping. Write the vision, the money gon' come. And we don't play around with fear, so nobody gon' run. We gotta keep the fire burning, we ain't popping no tums. We put the word on the beat like the Bible on drums. Son, start local, progress to global. And you ain't gotta be perfect, cause our God is noble. So write the vision and make it plain. And just remember that you're walking with a worthy king. Do your thing.
Oh, I'm motivated to reach the sky. Oh, I'm not gonna let my dreams die. You know I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen, taking it back on the GSM Motivated When I Am Stacks. That's right, ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for locking it in right here to the Inspiration Station. And as I said, our artist of the week is alive and going. All right, we got Najia in the studio. Najia, so good to have you back. All right, now I know, I heard that you have a little, you have an album that you're working on. Tell us a little bit about, tell us what you could tell us that's not top secret.
Okay. Yeah. Yes, my project, Faith Times Work, I only had like one album.
Okay.
And that was in 2015, so this one is long overdue. Okay. Faith Times Work. I've been working on this for the past 3 years. I almost gave up, but I feel like the Lord had to literally take me through a season of what it means to put your faith at work.
Yeah.
So you could see the results come alive. And so this album is gonna have a variety of genres. Of course, the gospel, reggae, contemporary, a little bit of apostolic in there.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But just a new sound, and I'm just moving into the sound that God has called me, and that's gospel reggae. So yeah, that's what Faith Times Work is all about.
Yeah. Are we gonna get any are we gonna get any Afro beats in there?
I think one or two. Okay. It's gonna be like a part of the project is gonna come out now.
Yeah.
And then during the summertime, the extended part is gonna come out.
I wanna hear you on a soca song.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feeling that.
Yeah, on a soca song. Yeah.
I feeling that.
like a Bohemian you know, soca, yeah, fusion. Yeah, yeah. Some, I think you'll do good on that. Yeah, yeah. And so, but you know what I love is that even though you didn't bring out the album for some time, you're still giving us singles. Still giving us songs and stuff like that. And so your music was still pumping right here on the Inspiration Station.
Yes, and thank you all so much for keeping my dream alive, my music alive, my ministry. And every time the song playing go on rotation, people send me voice notes.
Oh, yeah?
They do.
I like, no, your phone's blow it up.
Yeah, I'm grateful.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. And so, listen, if persons want to be able to follow you, they want to know when the album is coming out, music videos, all that stuff, how can they follow you on social media?
You could follow me at NaGSM Official. That should work for everything. Facebook, YouTube, Instagram. I think TikTok is NaGSM Music.
Okay.
Yeah, but once you type in at NaGiaSym, you'll see me pop up.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. We can find you on everything. And so when can we look forward to the album?
The concert.
Okay.
I'm gonna talk about that in a minute.
Okay.
The album will drop on the night of the concert, and that will be March 8th.
Okay. All right. But that's right around the corner.
Right around the corner.
All right.
It's crunch time.
So if persons want to get that physical copy, they come to the concert, they can get that. And then it'll be available on all the digital streaming sites and everything like that.
Yes, it'll be on all digital platforms. And of course, like you said, on that night of the concert, there will be CDs. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if they still have CD stores in Nassau, but I will get them wherever they at.
Yeah,
the store's at.
Yeah. They're somewhere around here.
Yeah.
Let me ask you as well. Shout out to Grammy, because, you know, Grammy won. You know, after she heard the music, she wanted to be able to play in the car, right?
Yeah.
And so how many songs are we looking forward to on the album?
We're looking at 8. Okay. We're looking at 8 to drop March, and then the extended part is going to come in the summer.
Okay, so that'll be a new album or just an extension of the...
An extension.
Okay, all right.
It'd be like another level, yeah.
Okay, I like it. And you said you just released a new music video, is that correct?
I did. So I released a song called Turning Pages last year, and I put out the music video in November. I had dropped it for my birthday.
Okay. So we're going to talk about that when we talk about Turning Pages. But before we get into Turning Pages, we're going to talk about Walk It Out. Tell us about this one.
Yeah, man. Hear me now. You don't know. When it comes to Walk It Out, I just turn a little Jamaican right there when it comes to Walk It Out.
Yeah.
But Walk It Out, I feel like most of the songs, if not all the songs that the Lord has given me, they're like testimony songs.
Mm-hmm.
It's like I kind of write prophetically. So when I was writing Walk It Out, I wasn't really going through anything that I really needed to actually walk it out and stick it out.
Mm.
But I was just saying the other morning with Glenn and Keturah that when God gave me Walk It Out, I was at work.
Wow.
I was cleaning, and I was just outside on the patio with the mop stick, and I just started to see myself where I'm supposed to be. So it was like I was at a concert. And I remember this reggae beat I was listening to in 2019. And Walk It Out was written in 2021. And wow. God just gave me the lyrics right there and down the porch. I was like, walk it out, walk it out, walk it out. Walk it out, walk it out, walk it out. And when I got home, I went ahead and I put pen to paper. And I was like, this is it.
Mm-hmm.
God told me, this is the genre I want you to be in for a while. He told me that I want you to write this song to encourage persons who are giving up.
Mm.
Those who feel like they can't make it because we was in COVID.
Mm-hmm.
Those who feel like they have to run from Christianity because it's too hard.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people's faith was failing.
Mm.
They didn't trust God.
Mm-hmm.
And so that was where Walk It Out came from.
Yeah.
Just examining our walk with the Lord, knowing that when we make mistakes, when we mess up, we don't have to give up. We don't have to run away, but we could just walk it up.
Wow, that's powerful. That's powerful right there. And so, ladies and gentlemen, we're hanging out with NaGSym. Coming up next, we're going to preview her brand new single. We're going to talk more about the music video and everything that's coming up for NaGSym and what's coming next. Before we get to that, here is Walk It Out right here on the Inspiration Station, 107.9 FM. You're locked in to Inspired Evenings with yours truly, Kashkin Jamal. Make sure you don't touch your dial.
You know, sometimes on this journey it gets hard and it gets rough and it feels like you want to run away. But I want to tell you today, don't run away. Just walk it out and just stick it out with Him. Hear me now. Them call it a race, but I decided to walk it. It's my journey and I want to be cautious. Want to give Him 100, not 99. Cause 99 and the half won't do. My Jesus, yes, a good, yes, a pure and true. Why I give my worship back to you? I've given you my yes over and over again. Cause you're proving yourself.
think it out. And even when the enemy are come up against me, your spirit took a stand and just smashed them up. You have been my shield, my guide and protector. I will never leave you, I'll always stay with ya. You are King of Kings and Lord of Lords. I put no one above you, I'ma give you my all. Since then, me no feel no defeat. Cause God already given me the victory. Weapon I got found, but them now I got prosper. God is my shield and my protector. Everywhere that I go, I'm gonna let the world know how Jesus Christ came in and he captured my soul.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen. You gotta walk it out, walk it out. They only want me style. I mean, I ain't gonna regular rhythms any of those. We have the one and only Najia Sim joining us in the studio, ladies and gentlemen, taking it back with a classic, all right? And we talked a little bit off here. We can talk about it right now about the impact of that particular song, Walk It Out. Let's talk about it. How big did that song really go? And it's continuing to go.
Man, so firstly, I'd like to thank my promoter, mm-hmm. who I had at the time, who was dealing with Walk It Out, which was Landlord. Mm-hmm. The song was pushed in the USA, Canada, Africa, Kenya. So the song was pushed and the song went out. But I was so nervous, like, being away and having to sing a gospel reggae song. Like, can they understand me? Are they going to like it?
Yeah.
Challenge people blow my mind. And people love the song.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They love the vibe. And everybody was like, we could understand what you're saying.
Because,
you know, some gospel reggae songs or some reggae songs, you can't understand because of the patois.
Yeah, yeah,
and the language barrier. But Walk It Out has been a blessing to a lot of people. I have people send me videos, like, getting ready to go in labor, and they walking it
wow,
out.
Wow, so that's major.
The song's really been a blessing, and the Holy Spirit just brought it back to my remembrance. I was in Atlanta at Praise in the Park.
Okay.
And I met Pastor Mike Jr.
Mm.
I don't know how I got in the back. It wasn't him, but God.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I told him that I'm a reggae artist, a gospel reggae artist. Mm-hmm. And he was like, play a song.
Mm-hmm.
And he played it, and he was like, this is dope. And he shared it to his story, so his fans could see it.
Wow.
So it's just, you know, small things and just the favor of God.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like my obedience to what he told me to do, even though the genre was different, I feel like that's what gave the song such a good impact.
And let's talk about that. I normally, every artist that I bring on, you know, I'm going to ask them to give some encouragement to the budding artists out there. They're listening to you. They would love to be where you are right now, being in the studio, being interviewed. But they ain't put out the first song yet. They still got the songs in the shoebox, as we talk about. So any encouragement you could give to young artists?
Yes, definitely. You have to know that when you hit that point where, as okay, you're writing your music, you already recorded, but you're afraid to put it out, you have to recognize that that is most definitely the spirit of fear. And it could be rejection as well. You could be self-rejecting yourself, and you feel as though, I'm not good enough, what I'm doing, people won't receive me. Like, I've been there. But I had to learn that what God has called you to, where He's called you to, He will create spaces, and He will definitely make room for you. So to someone that's struggling out there with your craft, like, just spend time praying, perfecting your craft, and just know that what you have to put out there is for somebody.
Yeah.
Do not hide your gift. Mm-hmm. Do not keep your talent away from the world, because the world needs to hear what it is that you have to put out.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, I think I'll add something to that as well. I remember when I was coming up, you know, just kind of switched over from secular into gospel, and you was doing parties and stuff like that and church events and whatnot. The artists that you look up to now, you know, the artists that's winning the BGMAs and, you know, all these awards, they was out there. Like, we was jumping for one church. When I DJ somewhere, they was to the next church, and, you know, they was really working on their craft, and it wasn't no money. Nobody was there. You know, it wasn't all over TikTok and all over social media. Yeah. And they just wanted to do it for God. And so don't wait for the big stages. Like, wherever you get an opportunity to minister, wherever just you get start. An opportunity to do it, just to start. And that's your training ground. And so when the big opportunities come, you'll be ready for it. And so, listen, ladies and gentlemen, we're getting ready to switch up gears and we're getting ready to wrap up things. But we still got one more segment. We got one more segment after we play the new song. So don't go nowhere. Let's talk about it. Let's talk about Turning Pages. This is a brand new for you.
Brand new.
And so tell us about Turning Pages.
The style is different. Turning Pages is kind of like Afro pop.
Okay.
So, like, I write from where I'm at. Sometimes I write prophetically, but in this song, I was writing what I was feeling, what I was going through. I was tired of the blockages being in my way. I was frustrated. I was like, if the devil don't get out of my way, it's finna be a problem.
Yeah.
And that's where Turning Pages came from. I wrote from a place of being tired, wanting more. So the lyrics are, I keep turning these pages, hoping one day I'll get to the end of the book. So I referenced my life to a book. I felt like I kept going through the same chapters over and over again. And you will hear me say in the song, this chapter seems crazy, but I know one day I'll get to the end of the book. God is the author.
Yeah.
And I had to realize that. I just in the story, okay?
Yeah.
I'm not playing the narrator no more. Just let him be the author and the finisher of my fate, and that's where Turning Pages came from.
Wow, I love it. And you said the music video is already out, and it's so out. Persons could go to YouTube. What's your YouTube handle?
YouTube will be Nagia Sym Official, NAGIASYM Official, and you'll see it right there, Turning Pages.
All right, indeed. So, ladies and gentlemen, question. Do you want to introduce this brand new single? So, you know, for those listening in, they could be able to hear exactly what's happening right here, right now.
Everybody, you're listening to 107.9 FM, and you're about to hear Turning Pages by Nagia Sym.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen. It's all about inspiration. 107.9 FM, brand new music. Nagia Sym, Turning Pages.
Like I'm reliving the same old story over and over again. New year, new month, new day. The same problems come my way. It's time for me to turn these pages. 'Cause I know him to be the author and the finisher of my faith. But sometimes it still feels like I can't find my way. Through this journey, walking through the valley in the shadow of death, I won't fear no evil, 'cause he is with me. So I keep turning these pages, hoping one
But I know one day I'll get to the end of the book. Turning pages. Turning pages. I'm turning pages. Turning pages. Turning pages. I'm turning pages.
Well, they say never judge a book by its cover. Open it up so you can discover what the book is really all about. Yeah, and life is all about turning pages, different phases and different stages, just so you can reach your destiny. You see them lessons they came to make you, and now they didn't even come to break you. Water just was trying to mull you up, make you into who we want you to be. So when you feel like you're all alone, have no fear. Trust in God, cause he is always there. And he will give you the strength. So I keep turning these pages. Hoping one day I'll get to the end of the book. And I know this chapter looks crazy, but I know one day I'll get to the end of the book. Turning pages, turning pages, I'm turning pages.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen, brand new music coming in from Najia Sim, ladies and gentlemen. Oh my goodness, loving that one. That was good. I enjoyed that. And so, listen, is that song kind of an indication of what we could expect on this new album?
Definitely an indication. A lot of encouragement, a lot of inspiration, different beats, different songs, different writing styles. It's going to be amazing.
Yeah, I'm excited about it. And I know the listening audience is excited about it as well. And so now, as we get ready to wrap up things, what is next for the GSM? What's coming up next for you? We know the concert is on the way, but we'll be looking forward to in this up and coming year.
I know I can't say everything right now, but I just know that I'm turning pages. I'm closing chapters. I'm opening new seasons. Like, I'm in a new season. What you could expect from me is definitely more of me. Mm-hmm. I've been behind the scenes because I wanted to focus. There was so much going on. Crunch time with the album. But the album goes down. The release party. I don't know if you want me to talk about that. That goes down March 8th.
Sure.
And it's going to be a grand time. Mm-hmm. Those of you that always listen to 107.9 and even my Facebook family, y'all are definitely going to see and hear more about the concert. We have artists coming in from Atlanta, Georgia, Orlando, Florida, an artist by the name of Toya Love, Wingy Danger.
Yeah.
We have Rachel Cooper, Big Bra, Mr. J, Nasia. Nasia is a new artist, and I just met her like on a Zoom or something, and I really, really love her style.
Yeah.
And so the concert is going to be amazing, and from there it's going to actually launch me out to the avenues where I need to be.
Okay.
I'm going to be doing more touring this year, being nominated for more awards, and even like behind the scenes with evangelism, like it's going to be so much more that you all could expect from me in this year. So just stay connected, because we're building a community, and it's going to be amazing.
Yeah. And so once again, for persons who want to follow you on social media, give us the social handles so that we can find you.
NAGIASYM. Once you type that in, that should come up everywhere. Facebook, YouTube. What's the next one? Instagram.
TikTok.
It's all there.
And then YouTube is...
YouTube is Najia Sim and then official.
Right.
Yeah.
Or you just type in Turning Pages.
Yeah, yeah, music video.
All walk it out. Yeah, yeah, yeah. All right. And so as we get ready to wrap up, any closing comments you want to leave the listening audience with?
I just want to tell everybody to remain encouraged. You know, even though life may throw some uncertainties at you and you may not understand the chapters that you're in, but just know that God is the author and the finisher of your faith, and He is the one that's going to help you turn the pages and get to the end of your book, to the end of your story. So be encouraged, everybody.
All right. I love it, ladies and gentlemen. Want to thank the one and the only, the dynamic Najia Sim, for joining us this evening, ladies and gentlemen. It is indeed a pleasure to have her in studio. That's right. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, studio audience. They're so wonderful. I can bring them with me every time. So we thank you so much, and we look forward to speaking with you again real soon.
Thank you, Cash, again, and you be encouraged. You're doing a good job, and the youths, you give us a platform.
Yeah.
You give us room. You play our music, and we're truly, truly grateful for you. So you be encouraged as well.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that. Ladies and gentlemen, we're coming back to wrap up the show in just a bit. Make sure to keep it exactly where you've got it. It's all about Inspired Evenings right here on the Inspiration Station. We'll come back with much more.